Martinez, next patient, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z, 41882, first name Yamileth. That's Y-A-M-I-L-E-T-H. Both of these patients are seen today, which is 6-3. To complain, abdominal pain, number 2, nausea and vomiting. Number 4, I've lost a lot of weight. Number 5, I was in the emergency room on April 22nd, and that kept me overnight, sent me home with Prilosec, not any better. Next number, I said ultrasound and CT scan of her organs in the past. She's taking omeprazole right now, which is not much better. Review of system as above, along with weight loss, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea off and on. Sometimes the pain is so severe she has to stay in bed. Recent blood work within normal limits, including kidney function, liver function, albumin, and CBC. Next number, next paragraph, I reviewed her ultrasound, blood work, and CT scan from the emergency room. She's had numerous ultrasounds in the past, along with your analysis that was done in the emergency room, which was negative. Period. The paragraph says, pain appears to come and go, sometimes associated with food, sometimes it's not. At one time, she was told she might have pancreatic insufficiency. Her poop does not float. There's no blood in the poop. She did have a colonoscopy, but has never had a EGD done. She's also concerned about ovarian cyst that she had at one time, and she was told she needs to be rechecked regarding that period. Review of system as above, medical problems, vitamin D deficiency, no hypertension, no diabetes, surgery, ovarian removal, allergen none, medication, omeprazole, family history is positive for stroke, also positive for diabetes. Immunization, no COVID immunization COVID immunization is positive. Social doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. No colon cancer, breast cancer reported in the family. 153 pounds, down 13 pounds. 100%, 98.3, 1684, 117 over 64. Okay, we have a 40-year-old woman with epigastric abdominal pain associated with nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Number 2, there is associated weight loss. Number 3, numerous CT and ultrasounds negative. Number 4, patient needs a HIDA scan with CCK stimulation. Number 5, she tells me both her mom and dad and her sister have had their gallbladder out because of dysfunctional gallbladder. Number 6, she needs an EGD and H. pylori. Number 7, HIDA scan will be done at Kingwood with a CCK stimulation, and EGD will be done with Dr. Mopardi. Next number, both were ordered. Next number's patient is to see only one doctor and to quit going to different facilities so we can find out what's going on. Next number, continue with omeprazole. Next number, add pancrease enzyme, 3 tablets 3 times a day. Next number is observe weight. Next number's blood work has been stable. Next number's thyroid is within normal limits. Next number, she's not a closet drinker. Next number, no history of hepatitis reported. Next number, we repeated her abdominal ultrasound today, which showed no significant change from last year. Next number, she also has a lot of leg pain, arm pain, and musculoskeletal pain, which appears to be multifactorial. No PVD or DVT noted. Next number, as far as her palpitation, echocardiogram is called normal compared to 2 years ago, as well as carotid ultrasound, which shows no changes, period. In the paragraph, her thyroid is within normal limits, period. In the paragraph, patient will be reevaluated within the next month after EGD, H. pylori, and HIDA scan with CCK have been completed. Thank you.